Dear sir, I write this not to you to tell you of my plight, and at the time of writing I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a bit grey, but I write this not to say why Paddy's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman now being awkward, Christ, he was an awkward sod, said I'd have to cut them down, the leather in me hot. While clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up the battle and secured the rope alone. And in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that the battle full of building bricks was heavier than me. Well, when I untied the rope, sure, the battle fell like lead. Clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found, halfway up I met the bloody battle coming down. Well, the battle broke my shoulder now, as to the ground it sped. And hurling to the top, I bit the pulley with my head. I hung on tight on up with shot from this almighty blow. When the battle emptied half its bricks, some 14 floors below. When the bricks fell from the battle now, and scattered on the floor. I didn't know where the battle saw, I started down once more. And clinging tightly to the rope as I sped to the ground. And I landed on the broken bricks that were all scattered round. As I lay there moaning on the floor, I thought I'd passed the worst. When the battle hit the pulley wheel and then the bottle pushed. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got the hole. As I lay there groaning on the floor, I let go of the bloody rope. The battle now being heavier, it started down once more. It landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs and my right arm. Well, I can only say, I hope you understand why Paddy's not at work today.